Good morning, everyone. You know that I am Asian. I'm from Vietnam. We are a little bit different, the way we react, the way we talk culturally. And 2 weeks ago, you know that Asian people, whenever they see someone, they bow their head, kind of like a saying hi. So that's how I grew up. I usually bow my head when I say hi to someone. And then 2 weeks ago, an American, like he's American, okay? So he bowed when he saw me and he bowed his head. And I asked him, hey, what are you doing? And then he said, I'm trying to say hi to you. And then I told the man, that's not about saying hi. It's mean like I am hungry. Do you know why? Because when you bow, you look at your belly and you say, hey, I'm hungry. So he said, wait, really? I thought like that is saying hi. No, when you bow, you mean like I'm hungry. So the gentleman like, and I asked him, like, where did you learn like that? And then he told me, yeah, a Vietnamese person taught me how to say hi. And then I came to say hi to you. And then the week after that, so he came back to me and then he told me that, no, Father Anthony, that is say hi. That's not hungry at all. Right. So I was teasing him to make sure you know what you understand the cultural things. If you saying hi to Asian people is just a bow ahead, and then we are not looking at our belly to say I'm hungry at all. But that is so saying hi. When I got here 9 years ago, 10 years ago, I came straight from Vietnam. And then I grew up with many different things. For example, I can tell immediately for you right now, pops it in my head, is the way we call people. Okay, look at my hands, okay? You have to look at my hands, otherwise you don't get it. So Asian people, when they call people, okay? Like human beings call human beings. So we call like this, okay? And over here, we call like this, okay? So you got it? Okay. So Asian people, they call another Asian people like this. Okay, so this is how human beings are calling each other. And if a human being wants to call a dog, he will call like this, like Asian people. Okay? This is like Asian cultural things. And then in the U.S., we do obviously completely different. So when I got here 10 years ago, I came to Walmart. On Ferro Boulevard, they have a Walmart over there. I lived at All Saints for my first year. You know, I got zero English. I got no friends, no driver license, nothing. I got like a zero, nothing. I came into the Walmart and then I did something wrong. I couldn't remember what kind of wrong I did. What did I do? But so I came and then a person called me like this. And then for me at that time, that's really offended me. Because he called me as a dog. So he called me like a dog. Like that is like, I feel like really strong emotion about that. No, you should not call me like that at all. But of course, like later on, I get it. I got that's how he called me as a human. But just a couple cultural things that I would love to mention. Why am I mentioned today? Because we will have Halloween. Father Greg and I, we put together this homily together from our heart as a priest for you and light up the world. And we want to share with you what is like official teaching of the church regarding to Halloween and regarding to remains cremation today. Okay, so bear with me today. Okay, hanging there. So first of all, we would love to talk about Halloween. You know that the word Halloween comes from All Hallows' Eve, which means like the night before All Saints' Day. All Saints' Day is November 1st. It's the night before we celebrate All Saints. Okay? Halloween is different. Again, I'm speaking with you as your priest.
Okay?
I'm not attacking cultural things at all. But as a Catholic priest, I would love you to, if you disagree with me and this homily, maybe we can learn together, okay? I know sometimes it's harder to talk about cultural things. As for me, it's harder. Everything is harder. But I would love you to be humble, to learn with me. This is like something we need to learn, we need to know. Halloween, sometimes we love talking about evil things. To be honest with you, evils are so real to me. The more I became a priest, 2 years already, the more I realized that demons, evils, devils are so real. So be careful, to be honest with you, be careful. Again, this is the distinguish between cultural things and then worshiping evils. Of course, I get it. But Halloween, we decorate it with evil stuff. Again, if you feel this homily is harder for you, I would love you to be humble with me, okay? As I am humble in front of you with your priest, because this is from my heart as your priest. I'm not speaking, I'm not teaching something that you, I'm not a teacher, but I'm sharing with you what I'm thinking as a priest, because I encounter with evil people, and I would love you to know. Couple things that I want you to know that no dressing up as evil things, like witches, like demons, like murders. Avoid these things, witchy boards, tarot cards, spell casting, and some magics. Why we need to avoid these things? Brother and sister, these open door for evil. As a Catholic, you are safe. As a Catholic, you are completely safe. Why? You know why you are safe? You receive God Himself. You became a temple of the Holy Spirit. If you are Catholic, if you are Christian, you received the baptism from the water baptism. You became the temple of the Holy Spirit. God, Holy Trinity, dwells in you permanently. Evils should be afraid of you. Because of that, because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are in your souls right now. You became temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the sons and daughters of God. Evil should be afraid of you. Catholics are safe, completely safe. Why? They have God in you, protecting them forever until we open doors for evils. Until your souls open door for evils, those moments you are in danger. You are in danger because you open door for evils, enter into your souls. Now, it's different now. Because you allow with your acceptance, you invite evil into your souls. Now it's so dangerous. To be honest with you, this is from my heart, but I don't know how to like talk to you. Maybe sometimes I talk about evils. I can be so strong because for me it's so real. Well, Anthony, Father Anthony, you should be gentle when you talk about these things. Well, brother and sister, evils are not gentle. Don't expect me as a priest to talk about gentle, about evils. No, please allow me to be honest with you, okay? Allow me to be honest with you as your priest and light up the word to be honest with me. I'll talk to you everything. If you don't trust me, maybe this homily is not enough, how about you make an appointment with me? Sit in with me and I'll talk to you who people I encounter with. And I'll share with you whatever. In this case of like a homily, I cannot tell you everything because those stories can be scary. But I would love to tell with you if you don't believe me. But brother and sister, don't open doors for those things. Witchy boards, tarot cards. I encounter enough. To be honest with you about that. You are safe again, okay? You should be confident in yourself. God is in you. No one can harm you at all. in terms of like evil things, no one, no evils can harm you because you have God. You should believe that, and you should thank God about that forever, eternity. How can we celebrate Halloween? This is how we suggest at Light of the World. We suggest you to dress in your children as a saint or angels, or if not, something neutral, something that, you know what I mean, something. You can attend All Saints Day, Mass for All Souls, or even visiting cemeteries to pray for your beloved one in cemetery on those days. And you can gain indulgences as well. Try to remember that Halloween, All Saints. Okay? Try to remember All Saints instead. Don't remember evil. That is Halloween. The next one I would love you to share with you about the cremation, about the dead, about the remains. Again, this is Father Greg and I, we share together. Basically, like you, if you go to Light of the World this week, you will hear exactly what we try to put together everything so we can talk to you all. But I'll share with you about the cremations. This is the real story, but this is not a funny story, so don't laugh, just in case. I have a funeral for a family at a cemetery. And then they have a cremation. And then when we transferred the urn from the funeral home to the grave, the family invited a young boy, like a 7 years old young boy, to carry the urn. And you know what happened? When we walked from the funeral home to the grave, the boy dropped it and right in front of us, all the ashes dropped it, and then everything was broken. Like, what should I do? And then I questioned in my mind, like, I never learned this situation in seminary. I have no idea how to deal with that. And you know what? We have to stop the whole thing to collect all the ashes and then collect them again. So lesson for you all, to maybe choosing someone can carry like the urn, and then maybe don't. Of course, I respect all the like young people, but like maybe think about that. Maybe you know the lesson. So don't use the young people to do those things because it can be happen like that. Talking about the remains and creation, the church, this is official teaching of the church. We recommend we bury the dead. If cremation is chosen, treated the ashes with same reverence as a body. Again, cremation is acceptable. Okay? There's nothing wrong with cremation at all. If you want to cremate your beloved one, please, that's nothing wrong about that. But if you choosing that, remember the same dignity with the human body. The cremation, the ashes, we must treat it at the same dignity. Why we need to bury the body? Because we believe in the resurrection of the body. We say in every single week, we believe in the resurrection. Because we believe one day that body, the whole thing, that those urns or those ashes will be transformed, will be resurrected from the dead, and will be glorified with God in heaven again. So we believe in the resurrection. Couple things that I have seen out there, and I would love to talk to you today. First of all, we should not do these things. Okay? Again, I get it. As your priest, I have to tell you the truth, and the truth can be hard to accept, and the truth can be hard to practice. I get it, but may I share with you, though, these things that you should not do. First of all, scattering ashes. Second, keeping them in home. The next one, dividing them. The next one, turning them into jewelry. Okay? Four things that we recommend you not to do. May I share with you a real story, another real story as again? Yeah, it's not a funny story as well, because regarding to these matters, I came to have a house blessing for our family. And then in the end of the house blessing, a family told me, hey, Father Anthony, we found the urn in the basement. And what should we do? Because we saw our neighbors threw in the trash can one urn. Because they bought a new house. And then they just threw away. See, brother and sister, these stories, maybe you not know. Maybe you have no idea. But my honest recommendation for you is don't keep those ashes in your house. Because when you die, someone bought a house, someone transferred, and then they're going to throw you away. They're going to throw you into the trash can. That is a real story I want you to know, okay? So please bury the dead, because that is a work of charity. The bodies of the dead must be treated with the respect and charity in faith and hope of the resurrection. The burial of the dead is a work of mercy. It honors children of God, who are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Mount Olivet, at the November 1st, they call to have a program, Bring Them Home. This is the program that Mount Olivet, Father Greg and I, we really want you to think about this one. Bring all the ashes, all the urns back to home. Home means like bury them. Okay? Try to bury all the ashes. Don't keep them in your home because it's not helpful at all. Because maybe, of course, some people told me that, Father, I love my mom and my dad. I love them. So I want to keep them forever in my homes. I get it. I love my mom. I love my dad as well, like you. But if you love them, let them go. Okay? If you love them, bury them. Because hopefully, you can keep them maybe 30 years. But when you die, these ashes still there. And the next one, the next person buying the house, they will throw your mom and your dad into the trash can. That is a real story. I'm not creating story for you, okay? But that is so real story to me. So I want you to know these things. Bring them home, bury them. That is the best way. That is the best way. Don't scatter them. Don't go up to the mountain and scatter all the ashes. To be honest with you, I'll be honest, that is the pagan practices, okay? I'll be honest with you. And if you disagree with me, you're more than welcome. But I have to tell you the truth, because the truth, I am a Catholic priest. I have to teach you what the Catholics understanding about these things. Don't scatter them. Don't go to the ocean and put them in the ocean. No, no, no. If I were you, I never done that for my mom and my dad. Never. Because we are Catholics. We need to respect those moments. That's all I have for you all today. I know that it might be harder for you to think about these things right now. And I know that my homily is 15 minutes already. Everything, I get it. But learn with me today, okay? If you are struggling with these things, why don't you talk to me? I'm happy to talk to you. Maybe call me. Maybe call the office. Maybe email me. And I'll share with you more stories, real stories about this stuff. I have million stories about this stuff I would love to share with you. But this story just help you to understand more about the matters. But if you want to talk more, I'm happy to talk to you more, even with the non-Catholics as well. I would love you to talk to you about this stuff. But this is so important. So Halloween and the cremation. So that is two stuff I want to share with you. Pray for you all. You all hanging there, okay? It looks like I don't have the noon mass forever. I told you all that I really miss you all. Pray for me. And I last story, I promise. Last night, two nights ago, I have anointing at the 2 a.m. in the morning. And I came to anoint a person. And I came home at 6 a.m. I spent like 3 hours with them at 2 a.m. in the morning. But a lot of people are dying again. Praying for them and pray for us as a priest. That's all I have. So these homilies from my heart as a priest. I get it. It's a long homily already, but hopefully you can feel me a little bit, because this is completely from my heart that I want you to know. Thank you all.